Paul Ramo back here at the Science Fair at the Canby Elementary, and I'm with fifth grader Lexi Peterson, right, Lexi?
Yeah.
And I happen to judged your project, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did I do judging, you think?
You did pretty good.
Okay, thanks. Lexi, I chose you to interview because you have a great subject matter. What's your subject?
Which bubble gum blows the biggest bubble?
Wow. So which bubble gum blows the biggest bubble?
The one that blows the biggest bubble is Hubba Bubba, but I'm going to take you through my whole entire project. So my hypothesis was I think Bubble Yum will make the biggest bubble because it has the most sugar content. My materials were a timer, three types of bubble gum, and a ruler. My procedure was I first unwrapped the bubble gum, then I chewed it for 10 minutes, I blew a bubble, I measured it, and then I repeated that 1 through 4, 8 times. Hubba Bubba was an 8-inch strip.
Okay.
My results were Hubba Bubba made the biggest bubble. My conclusion is my hypothesis was incorrect. The one with the biggest bubble is Hubba Bubba. I was surprised with the results. I think next time if I do this again, I would choose different gum. My research is two of the best brands of bubble gum are Double Bubble and Bubble Yum. To blow the biggest bubble, you need a brand of gum that has low amount of sugar, because the gum with less sugar forms stronger bubbles. Blowing gum indoors will make a bigger bubble than blowing gum outdoors.
Okay. All right, Lexi, I chose you because I like chewing gum and I like blowing bubbles, so this is really interesting to me. So tell our listeners again, you chose three different kinds of bubble gum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. So my three different kinds of bubble gum are Double Bubble, Hubba Bubba, and Bubble Yum.
Now, in your project here in front of us, you have pictures of you blowing the bubble at its peak, huh?
Yeah.
And you can see the Bubble Yum is by far the biggest.
So far, yeah.
You know, so you chewed, how long do you have to chew the gum to get a good bubble?
I would say 10 to 15 minutes.
Then it's loose enough to really get. Okay. And how do you blow a bubble? Is there a technique for it?
So you kind of have to roll the gum up into the ball with your tongue, and then you have to flatten it out with your tongue at the tip of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to stick your tongue in the gum and then just blow a bubble.
You don't want to blow too hard because it'll break, right?
Yeah, because when I did it, it broke like a bunch of times. So
you got gum all over your face? That's not cool, right?
No.
So the Bubble Yum is the best. What's the worst that didn't blow bubble?
I would say Double Bubble, because it took me a really long time to blow the bubble.
And so your conclusion was what? Why does Bubble Yum blow the biggest bubble?
Because it has like the most sugar for some reason.
Okay.
I was thinking the one with the less sugar would make the biggest bubble, but I was wrong.
Okay. So the more sugar content in bubble gum, the bigger the bubble, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, Lexi, that was great. Great presentation. Your board here looks great. It's all pink with pink balloons. Who chose that?
Because bubble gum reminds me of pink colors like Barbie and all that.
Yeah,
so
that's right. I know you're going to mention Barbie because that's the color this year, pink, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Lexi, congratulations and thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Lexi Peterson. Lexi's a fifth grader here at Canby Elementary and presenting her children's science fair.